What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Don't forget that this podcast is pre-recorded. Video version goes to YouTube, Facebook, BitChute, Rumble, and I stream it live on my Twitch and several of my Twitter accounts. And then the audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. It's 6 in the morning on a Sunday. Got a lot of NBA news to go over. And before that we do, though, I want to talk about yesterday. Went to a tribute for Carlos Brown, a.k.a. Filthy Rich from Bomb Shelter. And it was definitely a really great event. A lot of hip-hop music, a lot of Bomb Shelter's music. Shouts out to J. Cole. He basically funded the whole event and whatnot. This is a very nostalgic event, and I'm glad I went. Saw a lot of faces that I haven't seen in a while. And it made me think, like, when I go, that's how I want to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it was just so, it was so crazy how many pictures and footage they had of Filthy Rich and whatnot. So in honor of him, I'm going to wear on, they have these gloves that Filthy Rich was big on with the cutoff holes. So we're going to, in honor of him, we're going to wear the gloves today while we do the podcast. Everybody was wearing these, like, different colors. Yeah, blacks, reds, and grays. And everybody was wearing them because this was his thing. He would wear a different color. He might wear blue and orange or something, you know. But let's get into it. Dame Lillard requests a trade. We're going to get into that. Then I'm after I get into the day two free agency signings. So, of course, the big news is Dame Lillard requests a trade for the Trailblazers. We're going to keep that on the back burner right now. We're going to start with Charlotte Hornets and LaMelo Ball agreed to a max extension worth up to $260 million. Let's start with this. Am I a LaMelo Ball fan? Yes, I am. I think he's been probably the most exciting player we've had in Charlotte Hornets history that we've drafted. We drafted him at number 3. He's been hurt last year or so. I do like his upside potential. I do think he does want to win. And we had to give him the money. This is the only problem I have, though. When you give people the whole bag, if they get just a slight bit of unhappiness, they can ask out. Most people ain't going to be as loyal as Dame Lillard. And Dame Lillard pretty much had to request the trade, because if he didn't, they weren't going to trade him, and they definitely wasn't building a contender. But I like it for the Hornets. Hopefully Brandon Miller pans out to be something, and hopefully LaMelo Ball stays as well. Kings All-NBA center Domantas Sabonis has agreed to a contract negotiation extension for a total of $217 million over 5 years. It's a lot of money. For the Kings, it was smart. As soon as they got Sabonis, he literally turned around the whole face of the Kings. A lot of people were, as Rob Parker would say, poo-pooing the trade. Everybody's like, "Wow, how could you get rid of Tyrese Halliburton? How could you do that?" Well, Domantas Sabonis is pretty much the reason that they were the third seed in the West last year. And they just like one player. They're like one player away from really competing, I think. They re-signed Harrison Barnes. I pretty much thought that they should have replaced Harrison Barnes with somebody else, but they re-signed him. Also, this last year was like the first full season that Domantas Sabonis was on the Kings. He got traded halfway in the season the year before. So they should be better. De'Aaron Fox would be older. Malik Monk could be a little older. Keegan Murray would be a little older. Experience, because that's the thing. Experience matters in every single sport. Even in college, we're talking about, like, the teams that typically win college championships are the more experienced teams. Brook Lopez and Bucks agreed to deal. He agrees to a 2-year deal to remain in Milwaukee. Doesn't say what the deal was for. Lakers are keeping standout swingman Austin Reeves in the fold. They got him for, like, I want to say 3 years, $54 million, I want to say it is. Which is a lot cheaper than the 4 years, $100 million that people thought he was going to get. See, that's the thing. Like, people got to pump. Let's pump the brakes. Pump the brakes, man. Like, just because a guy balls out for a small portion of the season, very, very small portion of the season, you know, we can't just give him the bag. Just because he balls out for one playoff run, we can't give him the bag. You know who balled out for one playoff run and got the bag and never balled out ever again? Joe Flacco. Like, we have a history of dudes balling out for 1 year, getting the bag, and never balling out again. Westbrook returning to the Clippers, 2-year, $8 million deal. He's still making $4 million a year. It's the veterans minimal. You know, the veterans minimum, but $4 million a year isn't nothing to snooze at for playing basketball. D'Angelo Russell and the Lakers agreed to a 2-year deal. This is the one I thought the Lakers could have just moved on from. I felt like they should have replaced him. I think this is going to come back to bite them in the ass in the long run. Brooks leaves the Grizzlies for the Rockets. That was pretty much a no-brainer. They kept everybody. That's all I ever heard was Brooks to the Rockets. He got a 4-year, $80 million deal. He got $20 million to just play defense. It's nothing to snooze at. $20 million to play defense because he couldn't hit a shot to save his life in the playoffs. He really can't score for a lick. You know, he's really just a defensive guy. But, I mean, defense is very important. You ain't winning championships without defense. Knicks, Dillon, Toppin to the Pacers. Indiana Pacers reportedly finalizing trade for forward Obi Toppin. Makes sense. He's still young. Pacers are kind of a young team and whatnot. And for the Knicks, I think they got bigger plans. Haliburton gets max extension, could be worth up to 5 years, $260 million. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. But he averaged 20 points, 10 assists on 40% three-point shooting last year, and nobody's ever done that in the history of the NBA. Like 20, 10, and 40% three-point shooting. So, yeah. Desmond Bane, of course, I talked about that one. Max Strus to the Cavs. I didn't really talk about that one. 4 years, $63 million. It's all making sense now. People were like, damn, Miami, man, I can't believe they let Gabe Vincent go. I can't believe they let Max Strus go. Let these guys go. Possibly because they have bigger plans. Look for a Caleb Martin. Duncan Robinson, probably package deal. I'm thinking Caleb Martin and Duncan Robinson and some draft picks for Damon Lillard. That's what I'm thinking. But for the Cavs, it's good. They added more three-point shooting. Does it get them over the hump? No, because they still got Donovan Mitchell, and I'm not sold on Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell is the new age James Harden. He's just a regular season guy. He's going to ball out in the regular season, and come playoff time, he's going to fade. Patrick Beverley to the Sixers. I like that. I like Pat Bev to the Sixers on a one-year deal. I like that. They lost Shake Milton, but now they got Pat Bev coming off the bench, plays defense, can score, going to pass the ball most of the time. Yes, I like that for the Sixers. They already got they signed for P.J. Tucker. Couldn't remember his name to save my life yesterday. They got P.J. Tucker and Pat Bev on the floor at the same time. And if I'm not mistaken, did Pat Bev play with P.J. Tucker in Houston? I think Pat Bev played with P.J. Tucker in Houston. Jay Crowder stays with Milwaukee on a one-year deal. And he didn't really play a lot last year during the playoffs. They need a full season of Jay Crowder, especially a playoff Jay Crowder. I still think the Bucks need to make some moves. I don't know if the Bucks are going to go after Dame Lillard. We'll see here probably really shortly. Jock Landale joins the Houston Rockets on a four-year contract. Dwight Powell stays in Dallas 3 years, $12 million. And they kind of needed to re-sign him because you got to have – they don't need a big man that can score, but they need a big man that can play defense and rebound. Dante DiVincenzo to the Knicks on a four-year, $50 million deal. This was pretty much no-brainer. I saw where it said Dante DiVincenzo to rejoin former Villanova teammates Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart. I forgot they were all three of them were on that team and whatnot. I like it. I like it for the Knicks. I really do. He's better than Obi Toppin, I can tell you that. Dante DiVincenzo is better than Obi Toppin. Four-year, $50 million. I mean, seems like he's going to be there for a while with Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart, if they keep Josh Hart. Jalen McDaniels, two-year, $9 million, joined Toronto. Mo Wagner, brother of Franz Wagner, returning to Orlando on a two-year deal. This is another one. Jackson Hayes signs a two-year deal with the Lakers. Really good pickup. They were going to need a big man to probably move Anthony Davis to power forward sometimes. And you got to have a big man nowadays. I mean, who's going to stop Jokic? Who's going to stop Embiid? Who's going to stop Giannis? I mean, if you don't got big man down low, then how are you going to stop these guys? The top three players in the NBA, Jokic, Giannis, and Embiid this year. That was the top three. Jokic, Giannis, Embiid, top three, man. So if you don't got a big man, what are we talking about here? You're not even competing. Australian free agent Jack White will join Oklahoma City Thunder, two-year contract. Heat deal at Oladipo back to OKC. See, this is the thing. I think the Heat already knew that Damian Lillard was going to be requesting this trade out. I think they knew beforehand that he was going to request the trade. They got rid of Victor Oladipo. They didn't re-sign Gabe Vincent. They re-signed Max Strus. They're going to need cap space to get Damian Lillard. And I wouldn't be surprised if you have to trade Tyler Hero for Dame Lillard. And if you got to, then you do it. If you got to trade Tyler Hero and Caleb Martin for Dame Lillard, you do it. And if you keep Duncan Robinson, you only got to keep one of those bench guys, I'm thinking. Dame Lillard, Jimmy Butler, and Bam Adebayo. And you still got Kyle Lowry there. I mean, that's a team that's back in the finals. If Dame Lillard goes to the Heat, they're back in the finals. And I wonder if Boston could make a move. Derek White and some pieces. I don't know. But there's definitely going to be a lot of people. Anybody who has enough cap space to get Dame Lillard and pay him is going to be trying to get him. And if you're a general manager that can afford to get Dame Lillard and you're not even attempting to, you need to be fired tomorrow. Clippers acquire Martin from Rockets. two future second round draft picks. Veteran point guard Monty Morris is being dealt from Washington to Detroit. Miami has added a front line by agreeing to 2-year, $5 million center, Thomas Bryant. I like it. I like it for him. Backup Bam Adebayo. They don't really got a big man to back up Bam. Spurs have big man Sandro. Damn, these international names. Mama Kel Lajavili. That's just too much. Mamu Kalavavushi. That's just too much, man. Free agent center Alex Len agreed a 1-year deal to re-sign with the Kings. Dante Exum, former number 5 overall pick, returning to the NBA on a guaranteed deal with the Mavericks. Why? I don't know. Dennis Smith Jr., 1-year deal to the Brooklyn Nets. Shout out to Dennis Smith Jr., who's from my hometown, Fayetteville, North Carolina, otherwise known as Vietnam. He's from Fayetteville. Former NC State Wolfpack, one and done, and former lottery pick to the Mavericks. And then Luka came the next year, and then they moved on for him and traded him to, I want to say, like New York or the Pistons. I mean, he's been on a few teams already, but he's still in the league. He's still in the league. Dennis Smith Jr. is very athletic, played very well for the Hornets last year. I'm surprised they didn't re-sign him. He played very, very well for the Hornets last year. Big news. Dame Lillard requests a trade. All right, so let's go and look at the options. Let's really look at the options of who could get Dame Lillard here. We definitely know that the Heat are going after Dame Lillard heavy. Brooklyn Nets will probably go after him heavy. What do they got to give, though? If I'm Portland, do the Brooklyn Nets got anything I want? Because you just re-signed Cam Johnson. You're not going to give up Mikal Bridges. That wouldn't make sense. Sixers. If I'm Portland Trailblazers, do I want James Harden for Dame Lillard? No way, no how. No way, no how. I don't think that's Toronto, never happened. Bulls, no. Cleveland's interesting. Would I trade Darius Garland and some pieces, Darius Garland and some other players for Damian Lillard? If I'm Portland, Darius Garland back for Dame Lillard almost seems like the best player you could possibly get back for him that's available out there. I mean, if Cleveland could afford it. But I'm just thinking like Dame Lillard and Donovan Mitchell in the backfield or backcourt, excuse me, I said backfield, with Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. Seems like a nice squad. I don't see no other teams in the East. I just see maybe Brooklyn, Sixers, Miami. I mean, is there anywhere in the West? Would he go anywhere in the West? I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing it. Does he get traded to... Back to play with CJ at the Pelicans. I don't see it. Could the Spurs? Now I wonder if the Spurs could trade Keldon Johnson, Derek Vassell, and a few first round picks, and you go ahead and put Dame Lillard with Victor Wembanyama. I'm pretty sure if Victor Wembanyama got traded, if Portland got the number one pick and got Victor Wembanyama, Dame Lillard probably wouldn't be requesting a trade out. Now, you just re-signed. This is the thing. A lot of these free agents that you just re-signed, I don't think you could trade them. So, it's not really many options. I'm seeing Sixers. Like, James Harden opted in. So, you could trade James Harden. Brooklyn or the Miami Heat. That's, like, the only three options. Cleveland for Darius Garland sounds good. It sounds good. I don't know if they can make it happen. I don't see a lot of other options. Milwaukee, do you trade Dame Lillard for Drew Holiday and Grayson Allen and whatever else? Yeah, I do it, but I don't know if the Bucks. I don't know if the Bucks are gonna. I mean, they got to try to go after Dame Lillard. I mean, if not, you got to kind of fire the damn GM just because you got to attempt it. I think he's definitely going to end up in the East. I think Miami is probably the sure thing. Caleb Martin, Tyler Hero, some first-round picks for Dame Lillard. And it had to come. They talked about it. Nobody wanted to play the bad guy. Dame Lillard didn't want to look like the bad guy and ask it out. Portland didn't want to look like the bad guy and traded him. Somebody had to, you know, somebody had to move from standing. They both standing ground, and somebody had to make a move. It makes all the sense in the world. Dame Lillard is not going to win a championship, and Portland, and there's no way, they said it, there's no way him and Scoot Henderson can coexist. No way, no how. Yeah. So, I guess might have some more big free agency info tomorrow, but yeah, the big news is definitely Dame Lillard asking out from the Portland Trailblazers. It makes all the sense in the world. He's been loyal long enough. They definitely are on a rebuild. When you get the number three pick, you know, you're on a rebuild. If they would have got the number one, Victor Wembanyama, I would, like I said, no way, no how does Dame Lillard ask out. They get Victor Wembanyama, no way, no how does he ask out. But that's the thing. It would have to be, because that would have been kind of like a David Robinson, Tim Duncan kind of situation. Dame Lillard and Victor Wembanyama. That's what it really would have been like. But in order to get the number one pick, you know, and you have a player like Dame Lillard, you got to pretty much, he has to get hurt. That's what happened with David Robinson and the Spurs. He pretty much got hurt, the year before. And that's how they were able to get the number one pick. Yep. So once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. And once again, I want to say rest in peace to Carlos Brown, Filthy Rich. So glad I went to the tribute yesterday. Definitely shouts out to J. Cole. Heard that he paid for the whole event. And he didn't make it. He probably had other obligations. You know, he is a busy man. But the fact that he paid for it, I just thought it was just, it was so great. People in Fayetteville, you know, Fayetteville has this love-hate relationship with J. Cole. It's like a 50-50 deal. But J. Cole's done more for Fayetteville than anybody that I know. Him and Dennis Smith Jr. have done more for Fayetteville than anybody else that I know. I don't remember a lot of these, like Donnell Wolfers and Brad Johnsons and Joe Horns. And these guys were NFL football players, and I don't remember them doing much because I went to Douglas Byrd. There was literally three players that went to Douglas Byrd High School that were pro football players. You know, we might have had four or five, to be honest with you, but there was literally, by the time I was in junior high over there, there was already three players that were pro players. And we've had plenty of pro players come out of Fayetteville for football. Like, Fayetteville, North Carolina is a football factory, man. That's for sure. Once again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.